Hello, friends. Good to see you as you are seeing me. Not me showing up on a camera with chapped lips. My word, Tracy.
Focus your energies, man. Flipping out. Just. Okay.
Oh, that's a benefit. Look at that. Anyway, okay. I'm moisturized. I've got two drinks. I'm ready. Okay, let's do this. Hey guys, I said I'm going to do a video episode. And are you not seeing me? Is this not format video? Is this not the video format? You're welcome. Please note that it has not taken me this long to make a comeback because of the fact that I have been doing nothing. No, it's taken me this long because I was trying to figure out how I was going to do what I wanted to do. I've always, always admired review, rewatch content. Like, I've always just, I've loved that content. I'm just like, it saves you time, it saves you energy, you get an opinion. I freaking love it. And I was like, I really want to do that. I've always wanted to do it. It's just the fact that I just couldn't like crack the code on how I was going to do it. But I should probably do my intro. Duh. All right, everybody. Hi. Welcome to a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. This is episode 39, if you count the trailer, 38, if you do not. It's a random episode for me to decide to start and change format as well as a new series. But I do want us to just take a moment and appreciate the fact that I finished a series. Been promising I was going to do that and then never got around to actually doing it. So I finished the Seven Deadly Sins series, and in my, I guess, in-between episode, I think, I talked about how I'd like to really make a foray into video content because, I just feel like it's like the natural progression of what needs to come next. Granted, I have done video content in the past. If you look on my YouTube, there are, episodes of me sitting on a couch, you know, really serving you thoughts and reviewing podcasts and stuff. The trick with that, though, was it was too much too early for me. It was a little overwhelming. And if I'm honest, I've always just wanted to provide sound as opposed to video. But yeah, man, you got to move with the times. You got to do what the people are doing. Something you guys are going to just have to get used to is the fact that if you are going to want to do see me in video format, you are going to see me like this. I'm chinchilling. All I've done for this is switch on my ring light and change the position of my couch because I'm currently facing away from the TV. I don't have walls in this apartment, bro. Like, it's all very open plan. I have walls, but like, they're very inconvenient and they don't work for the purposes of what we're trying to do here, especially putting my background on the internet. I don't care if you guys see my books as well as my EXO light and my figurines. Now, these are my only version of supporting the recent EXO comeback. Not me moving to Korea, ne? Just, and wait, I moved to Korea. Perfect timing. All of them are out of the military. All of them. Sehun comes out. Oh, aren't we so happy? Happy days. Sehun comes out. SM and CBX are fighting. And as a result, the comeback's only going to have 5 members. 6 for Lay to show up, maybe. And then Lay doesn't show up. You got me all the way effed up. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't swear, but I was ready. I was ready. Anyway, that being said, I am an XOL. It's just the weird thing is being in the country that XO is literally targeted towards has made me less than of an XOL, which is crazy, right? Honestly, I've listened to much less K-pop since being here. I have attended some K-pop concerts, though. That makes me happy. I saw Baekhyun live, which makes me so happy. Oh my gosh. It's actually Baekhyun, not Baekhyun. Even though he spells his name that way. It's a Korean spelling thing, guys. I'm just like, sir, people are going to say your name wrong because you spelt it that way. It's not supposed to be spelt that way. You know it's not supposed to be spelt that way. That's not how you romanize those characters, but it's fun. Whatever. Anyway, I just spit on my mic. That's gross. Sorry. Anyway. Yeah. This is starting out very chaotic, and I haven't even started the actual content I came to provide. Ah. Actually, I think this is probably... I'm not going to actually do my my movie review on this episode. Mostly just because, one, it's written, which means that I can record it, which makes me very happy. But it's 39. I wanted to start on like a nice number. So that being said, let's gab. Let's chat. Let's yappa yappa. Hey, let's talk. Let's enjoy our new formats and just catch up. Yeah, guys, I mean, the last time I spoke to you guys was in April. This is now June. What's new? Yeah, man, my life is, it's progressing here in this foreign country, said foreign country. As I said, I got a little bit in my feelings challenge about the EXO comeback only being 5 of them. 6, if Lay feels like it. Yo, guys, imagine. Guys, being an EXO-L is an extreme sport, actually. It's not for the faint-hearted. It's really not. Anyway, so that's the thing that's happened. What else has happened? Oh, yes. So the thing that is going to happen with our video series that is coming up, this is obviously me just testing the format, seeing how it works, seeing how good I am at editing it. And just also just seeing like how sustainable this is, because this is a lot more work than the sound version. A lot more work. But I've said this before on my podcast, that video versions are a lot. But I need to do it. That's what grown-ups do. They evolve. They grow. So anyway, what else is going on? Oh yes, my Korean listening skills have gotten so good, everyone. Oh my gosh, be so proud of me. Be so proud of me. Like, seriously though, like legit, my Korean listening skills have really just gotten quite impeccable. But I think it's also just because of the fact that I'm constantly surrounded by Koreans. Like, I'm very rarely around foreigners unless I make a concerted effort to do so. Oh, I'm making real efforts to make friends. As we know, last year there was a real focus on not doing that. This year, I'm, you know, working on not just making friends, but maintaining friendships and really trying to lock in. I'm a maid of honor, guys. Catch that smoke. Anyway, so yeah, my friend's, well, she's already technically married, but she's getting married in a couple months. And I'm the maid of honor in that wedding. She's marrying a Korean man, so they're going to have a Korean wedding, but it's going to have Western touches because she is a white. But yeah, anyway, that's going to be interesting. And I'm supposed to be there to help. Also, I find that because of where I live and being in Kukumuskluf, so nowhere, it's tricky to support her. So I'm trying my best to be as supportive as I can, but yo, fighting for my life over here, kids. What else has happened? I've actually just had a very good run of things, if I'm honest with you. Also, I have another podcast with my friend Chilala. I think I've mentioned it. I can't remember. That one's actually pretty consistent. Like, we're up and running. The one thing I've been failing at is actually working on the social media for that podcast, because it requires me to do some things. I really want to, like, kick it out of the ballpark. And I think I'm being a bit of a perfectionist, if I'm honest with you. But whatevs. What else is going on? Oh, I recently started reading again the surprise novels. Granted, I'm reading a little bit of half and half. As you can see at the top shelf there, I'm reading my Crizzo books, which were already there. And then this shelf over here is my novels. And I've read some things, and I've really enjoyed some things. Do you guys want to hear about what I've read? Let me tell you about what I've read. Okay. So all the books I've read on this side.
Okay. So
since my foray back, I decided let's trust a format that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? Like, let's go with a format that makes sense, which means I have read Bridgerton book number one. Yeah. Did they even mark it as one? Yeah. Book number one, The Duke and I. So good. Too good, yeah. I think I spoke about this in the last episode, actually. I did. But I've made progress since then. So, yeah. So good. Also, I spoke about the fact that Simon, like, as much as this is who you see, like, in the show, this is not, as we know, they blind race casted the show, which is not how the books were written, right? So, there's a white man in this book. But, like, the energy matches, bro. Like, he really, Regé Jean Page really did the things of being Simon. He really, like, he flippin'. He hit it out the ballpark, my brother. Also, she don't look like her character neither. Her character is actually supposed to be, like, Daphne is not the Daphne of the book. Let me just say that. Not that I'm upset. It's just, it was fun to read as a result because of the fact that, like, they're not, like, he was his character, just a different race. She, like, was kind of a character, but, like, she wasn't. But I feel like what she did with the character was still nice, so I'm kind of here for it. But, like, definite read. If I had to give it a rating, I'd probably give you, let's give it out of 5. I'd probably give it a good, like, 3.5. The 1.5 is missing in the sense of, actually, no, let's give it a 4, hey? It's only missing a 1 because no book is perfect. Then I read Fake Mate. Now, Fake Mate is a book about, okay, so what happened was, right, I was like, okay, cool. I really do like the Bridgerton books. They're really great. Actually, what actually happened, if I'm honest with you, let me tell you the story because we here. What actually happened is I started reading book number 2, right? The Viscount Who Loved Me. Guys, I've never fought so hard through a novel in my life. Fought for my life. Oh, I was bored. I was bored. And it's not because the story isn't good. It's because I know the story. The show was so good. Like, with this one, it was, like, the differences were so, like, what? Oh, okay, that's different. Oh. So, the differences in this one were, like, intriguing, right? And also, I feel like I haven't watched that season in so long, whatever. Like, it was, these two seasons, as we know, are the best seasons. Like, don't fight me. Don't argue with me. These are the two best seasons. So season 2 was so good. I didn't need the book. Do you get what I'm saying? Season 1, I was like, I'm curious. So that's why I read season 1's book, like book 1. I'm just going to be interchangeably calling them season 1, book 1. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so I read book 2 and I fought for my life, guys. Somewhere, I fought for my life, guys. Yo, like, guys, I was fighting. I was bored. I was so bored. And, like, it took them until, yo, what chapter was it, brah? Hold on. I'll tell you now what chapter it was. There was a chapter. Hey, it was around about chapter maybe 16. Where it actually got good. Where we were actually like, okay. What's this that we are doing here? Until then. Bored. But it's because they literally replicated what was going on in the show. Quick, interesting thing is, obviously the characters are nothing like the TV show in terms of their race and whatever. So there are a couple tweaks there. But truly, Kate was Kate, dude. And, What's her little sister's name? Edwina was Edwina. Anthony was Anthony. Like, everybody really embodied their characters very well. I'm not gonna lie to you. So that's why I was bored. Fought for my life through this book. I actually spilled water, as you can see. on it because she was also fighting for her life being with me for as long as she was. But then, run out. Chapter 17, 16, somewhere there, it got nice. And let me explain how it got nice. Anyone who knows me knows I love an arranged marriage trope. I love a little forced marriage. I love a little marriage of convenience. They hit me with marriage of convenience at the end. Oh, snap, spoiler. Anyway, it became a marriage of convenience book, baby! Oof, that's when I locked in. I was like, oh, now you talking to me specifically. Me, the girl. Me, the Tracy. The girl, the one, the me, the... who's got two thumbs and loves a marriage of convenience slash arranged marriage slash trope. This girl. Ooh, then it got good. I'm not going to say more. Actually, no, I don't want you to read it. You'd be bored for the first however long. But like the last third of the book was nice. Until then, fought for my life. And the reason I mentioned this book is because I was reading these in tandem. Because this one I was fighting through because I was like, I need to read one and two so I can read three. Because, let me explain. I haven't read three yet. Also, she's a thickie. She's a thickie. I think they did that on purpose. Anyway, so I actually wanted to read book three. That was the reason I started reading the Bridgerton books. Why is this one not numbered? That's weird. That was the reason I started reading the Bridgerton books. And the reason I wanted to read book three is because of the fact that I was like, that nonsense season that they gave us, Penelope and Colin season, was nonsense. Pure unadulterated. Just. And I was like, can't be. Can't be. You can't tell me this is what you envisioned. What's this girl's name? This lady. Julia Quinn. When you wrote this. Can't be. Can't be. I think season three. Yo. The TV show. Not the book. I haven't read season three, the book. So anyway. So I was like, okay. The issue is, obviously, these books go in order. So you have to read one and two to understand three. Right? And also, the books act different. Like, things are different in the books. Especially when I read one and realized, oh, there's a couple tweaky tweaks. People are a little different. Which means, and they build on each other. Which means that I can't read this if I haven't read these. So I had to read these two. Which means that I was pushing through two so that I could get to three. But that push through two left me being like, I need something that's nice. And then I read this. Now this right here. This right here. Girl. Let me get close to the mic. Girl. This girl. Nalemunate. She was nice. She was nice. Ooh, fake mate. Okay, what had happened was, right, I literally went on, I think it was Gemini or ChatGPT. One of the two. I went on there. Crap, I need to check on my food. All a baby wanted to do was record. And everything happened at the same time. I will say it's my fault for starting the cooking process as I started recording. Duh. What was I doing? That's the first thing. Second thing. My body is like, I'm thirsty. I want to blow my nose. My lips are dry. Like, everything's going on at the same time. Why are we pointing this direction? Should I center myself? I feel like... there we go. Whatever. Anyway, what was I doing? Oh, yes. I'll tell you about fake mate. Okay, now let me tell you the story of how we got to fake mate. Yes, I was saying. So I went on Gemini and I was like, looky here. I need a book that I can't put down. Because I've been just really wanting to, like, get into just, like, books that, like... you know, have you... Oh, flip.
Guys, when's the last time you were obsessed with something? Do you know what I mean? Like, where you are just like, yo, guys, all I want to do is sit and read. And I used to feel that a lot when I was younger. And I just wanted to, like, achieve that feeling again type of vibe. And I was like, I need a book I can't put down. And I literally said it. Like, I went on Gemini and I was like, look, I need a book I can't put down. Here's the things I like. And then, like, Gemini asked me questions and I answered and, like, we spoke, whatever. And then I was also like, a little bit of that romanticy, because that's the thing that's hot on the streets right now, according to TikTok. I was like, let's go. Build me a bit of a world. Teach me something about a creature that I don't know about. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do werewolves, do it. If you want to do another world, do it. Shame, one of my friends, you guys must check her out. She's on TikTok. She reads these books. Iron Flame. And a throne of games and thrones. Please don't cancel me, people of book talk. You know the books I'm talking about, those ones, brah. So anyway, I've also been kind of reading those as well. It's just the fact that I respond better to a paper book, and those books are expensive. So I was like, I'll get there. But for now, I want like a little, maybe one or two in a series. I'm not trying to get too like in it, you know what I'm saying? I like a little variety. I like a little bit of different story. So anyway, what did I say? Oh yes, so I was like, look, this is my trope. Fake relationship. Forced marriage, arranged marriage, any situation where these two people have to be together based on circumstance. Do you know what I'm saying? Obviously, consensually circumstantial. But, consensually circumstantial, I like that. Sounds so fancy. Anyway, but yeah, you know, one of them situations, right? Where they both just like have to be together. You know what I mean? And vibes are vibing because they're together. That's my stuff, brother. That's my stuff. So anyway, does Gemini not pump out this bad boy? Lana Ferguson put her foot in this. Lana Ferguson put her foot. Let me just adjust. Lana Ferguson put her foot in this. This book is nice. This book's nice. Anyway, so you guys already know what's going on in the Bridgerton books. I'm not going to explain that. It's one of the most popular shows in, like, the world. Do you know what I mean? But you don't know what's going on in Fake Mate. So let me read the description, because it's the best way for you to know what I'm reading. So this is what it says. Two wolf shifters agree to be fake mates, but unexpectedly find something real in this steamy, paranoid romantic comedy. Yeah. Okay, so that's also, that was like a little description, whatever it is. Okay, so this is the actual like thing that's written on the back. Mackenzie Carter has had some very bad dates lately. In fact, she hasn't had a successful date in months. She's only a year out of residency, and her grandmother's obsession with her finding the perfect mate to settle down with threatens to drive her barking mad. Out of options, she feels like it's a small thing to tell her grandmother that she's met someone. That is, until she blurts out the name of the last man she would ever date, Noah Taylor, the big bad wolf of Denver General. Noah Taylor, interventional cardiologist and all-round grump, has spent his entire life hiding what he is. With outdated stigma still surrounding unmated alphas, Noah has been careful to keep his designation under wraps. It worked for years until an anonymous tip brings everything to light. Noah is left with two choices: come clean to the board and risk his career, or find himself a mate. The chatty, overly friendly ER doctor asking him to be her fake boyfriend on the same day he's called to meet the board has to be kismet, right? Mackenzie will keep her mother off her back. Noah will get a chance to prove that he can continue to work without a real mate. A mutually beneficial business transaction, they both rationalize. But when the fake mate act turns into real, very real friends with benefits arrangement, lines start to blur and they quickly realize love is a whole different kind of animal. You gotta love a freaking back of a book, eh? Whoever writes these, flop. So good. Anyway, now, there are a couple complaints I have for this book.
Okay, there are a couple complaints. Oh yeah, let's. Oh, I didn't rate number two. Where's number two?
Okay, number two. I'm gonna give it a flippin' 2.5. Simply just because of the fact that shame, it's not its fault actually. So let me give it a 3. It's 3 because I was bored. It's so long-winded. It didn't need to be so long-winded. Granted, as I said, I've been exposed to this content already. So it's a thing where... Sorry, I was just checking my lighting. It's a thing where maybe that's why. But it's my rating. I decide. Anyway, now let's talk about fake maids. Fake maids. Nah. Now, I have qualms with this book. I enjoyed it. I had a great ass time. But I have qualms. Qualms. And my qualms are the following. There's a lot that happened in this book that expected me to know what the pots is going on. Like, there's a lot of assumed, what's it? Like, assumed information. Like, I get what she was trying to do in the sense of, like, it's so normal. Why would I explain it? And you're like, I get you, babe. I get you. One problem. I don't know these things. Because, like, there's a lot of stuff where, like, she didn't explain why the wolfy thing is the wolfy thing that wolfy thinged type of vibe. And which is actually quite interesting because the opening, there's a dedication at the beginning of this book. Yeah. Literally, the dedication says, to my oldest friend who at the time of publication of this book most likely still hasn't finished it because of the weird wolfy S-H-I-T. I love you, a-hole. I don't know, you don't know what you're missing. Now, that stuck with me while reading this book. I never read the dedications, but I read it this time. And now I get why. Because I'm like, that person was like, bro, you are doing a lot of assuming that I know things about wolves. Like, a lot of assuming. Because, like, the, just stuff happens in this book. I don't want to spoil this one, because this one I'm actually like, read it, it's good. It's so good. So that's why I'm like, I don't want to spoil it. All I'm saying is, like, there's a lot of assuming that you know what's going on with wolf things. Like, and then on top of that, let's keep in mind, these are werewolves. So it's not even like they're real wolves. Do you get me? And, like, also, I'm like, would I know this if I just knew about wolves? I don't know. And it's just, like, it was fun. But then there was a point where I was just like, okay, ma'am, explain. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Explain. So, But outside of that, chef's kiss. Good book. Also, another thing I've been trying to stay away from despite reading the Bridgerton books, but let's keep in mind that the Bridgerton books are technically visually in my brain, not race-based, is I've been trying to stay away from reading too many books about white people. Because it's just, you know, like a mental thing. You don't want your brain to constantly just be, like, programmed to think that romance only happens to white people. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. I mean, it's a little woke, but, like, you know, mental health and stuff. You, like, the stuff you feed yourself, like, all affects things. And I was like, obviously, these people are two very clearly white people, but, like, they're wolves. There's lots going on here that has squat all to do with what they look like. Also, if I'm honest, I didn't mind the white people because it wasn't, like, as much of a thing with them type of vibe. There were a couple references. Like, this is a weird thing I have with books these days. There were a couple references to, like, actually, the whiteness wasn't really highlighted that much. They did speak about her blonde hair, but that blonde hair could have been anybody. And mostly the blonde hair references were more in reference to her... like, her wolfy coat matching her hair. This is not a spoiler, it's just information. But yeah, ooh. Top notch. Okay, what else is going on? The other book is so far away. Anyway, there's another book I'm reading. This is the one I'm fighting my way through. Hopefully I'll have an update by the time we get back on camera. Now that you're here. Okay, I'm back. Okay, so this is the book I'm currently reading. She's called Radiance. She was part of the suggested list that that Gemini sent us, right? Now,
This I actually did want to put on the podcast because I was like, I want someone to understand what I've been going through. Anyway, so, okay. So, Radiance is a book by Grace Draven. Don't know who that is, but, you know, vibes. Let me just read you the description, then we're going to talk about what I'm going through. I am here in the book. Like, that's the end, obviously. So, I'm pretty far. I'm about to start chapter 20. I'm pretty far, okay? Now, a lot happened to me, but let's read the book, and then we'll talk about what happened to me. Okay. The Prince of No Value, Brishan Kaskem, Prince of Kai, has lived content as the non-essential spare heir to the throne secured many times over. A trade and political alliance between the human kingdom of Gore and the Kai kingdom of Bast Haradis requires that he marry a Gori woman to seal the treaty. Always a dutiful son, Brishan agrees to the marriage and discovers his bride is as ugly as he expected and more beautiful than he could have imagined. The noble woman of no importance. Ildiko, niece of the Gori king, has always known her only worth to the royal family lay in strategic marriage. Resigned to her fate, she is horrified to learn that her intended groom isn't just a foreign aristocrat, but the younger prince of a people neither familiar nor human. Bound to her new husband, Ildiko will leave behind all she's known to embrace a man shrouded in darkness, but with a soul forged by light. Two people brought together by the trappings of duty and politics will discover they are destined for each other, even as the powers of a hostile kingdom scheme to tear them apart. Okay.
You heard that. Sounds nice, Anger. Sounds nice. Considering what you know about me and what I've just said. Sounds nice. Right. Okay. Now, let's talk about what's going on here. Now, Gracie, we need to talk about what you did to me. Because, yo.
The thing is, I should have known when they were talking about the fact that, like, they both speak about how they're both ugly to each other, whatever it is, that this was going to be a slow burn or whatever. Right? Sharp. I'm down. Also, I asked romanticy. Romanticy means that you pay the price of world building. There's a lot that you have to learn about the world that you're in. Do you get me? Like, there's a lot that you have to, like, familiarize yourself with in terms of the world that you're in. So, there are a lot of pages of just story that needs to be said because it's expositionary. Which is hilarious because that was my complaint about her, that she didn't have enough of that.
This girl had too much.
Guys, when I say... Sorry. When I say... For evenings, friends. I sat. And I just shouted. Like, I was like, what are we doing? What are we doing? And you know what's worse is it wasn't even world building, guys. No, it was just wafflery. To waffle's sake. Like, I get it. If you're telling me, like, an intricate and interesting story about the, like, the different types of... Because both, like, the girl is human, but he's like a dark Itzofaner. You know what I'm saying? That she created, like, they're their own kind of race of people, whatever. They've got claws. I'm not sure. Yeah, you can see it. They have claws. They have sharp teeth. So they're not, like, vampires, but, like, they have sharp teeth. They're gray. They live during the, like, they live at night, so they're nocturnal. So I was like, okay, cool, that's fine. I'm down. Now, the one issue, this is where I was also like, look, I also did come here for a romance novel. Let's just keep this in mind. Let's remind ourselves. Why came here? Okay, let's remember. Let's not forget. Why came here? I get it. I'm down for you to tell me stories and fill me in. But respect me. You get me? Respect me and what I came here for. This hun just wrote things. Like, I'm just like, girl. And then on top of that, in betwixt all of that, I'm like, okay, you know what? It's fine. I'll read what you gotta say, baby girl. You do your writing chops. Do what you feel is right. I support you, right? I know what the potter's scopatine is. Yeah, she created a creature called a scopatine. And that creature is part of, like, a delicacy of this dude's people, right? Of the Kai. And, like, we've spoken about a scopatine a lot. Right. Is this thing going to help me with squat hole? No. But I know about a scopatine. So I was with her. I rolled with her. I was like, cool, girl. Teach me about new creatures. Let's go. I'm in. When I say, there are parts of this book where I just sat there and I'm like, still. And then also what makes it worse, bro, is the continuous descriptions of how they don't find each other attractive. And I'm like, okay, hun, the thing is, you're wasting a lot of time talking about the rest of the details we don't need. There was a lot of unnecessary in betwixt here. Not just world building, unnecessary things in betwixt here. Ne? Not only that, in betwixt that, she's talking about how they find each other unattractive. But like, they're saying sweet words to each other. Like, it's weird. It wasn't... How do I say this? I think I've just read too many romance novels. Maybe that's what it is. Because the problem is, I have seen stories written just... You know what I'm saying? Like, written gorgeously. And she built this wall she had to climb. Which was, they find each other, they don't find each other attractive. Which is like... the beginnings of the thing. But then, like, the whole idea is the fact that they're supposed to find each other attractive because of each other's personalities, I guess. But even then, that feels light. And yet, there are pages of this book. I just sat there like, why am I here? There's nothing more frustrating than a book that is long-winded. And it's long-winded without explaining why I need to be here for the wind. Like, I was pissed. Like, I mean, I'm fine now because the spice finally arrived to cut the flip and flop that we were going through. My word. Oh my gosh. And also, as much as, yes, obviously it's a romance novel, the spice needed to arrive, whatever it is, I want to discuss the fact that she... really cut corners when it came to the intimacy in this book. Cut corners. And let me explain why. I'm like, you just spent chapters talking about how these people don't find each other attractive and how their personalities are attractive, whatever it is. All of a sudden they're hot for each other. Since Ning. When? And Oskampo said it was an emotional connection. Please respect us. Out of nowhere, they're hot for each other. And when I say, I mean, not out of nowhere, obviously they've been to an emotional connection, but like, they haven't, I don't know how to explain this. I'm like, if you're gonna do the whole they're ugly to each other and the whole basis they're attracted to each other is their emotional connection, that emotional connection better feel like it better, like, I need to feel it in my body that, wow, their love really surpasses all boundaries. She didn't do that. She was just like, oh yeah, by the way, I should probably at some point give the kids some spice. We've been building, I guess, emotional connection. So here you go. 18 chapters. For you to just, here you go me. Respect me. Please. I am not a mere pervert. Not a mere pervert. Respect me and my choices. Please. I mean, it was nice, I guess. Like, it was like, okay, I guess you guys are hot for each other. Whatever. It feels rushed now. Which is crazy because we had 18 chapters. 18 chapters of time. Time, friends, for her to do things, magical things. I will even say what the things are, because I don't like to just criticize people and not give some construction. Let me explain what it is I would have fixed, right? She spent a lot of the time, like, talking about things that are just happening, information that was useful, but meh, wasn't necessary. We get the general gist. I'm going to ruin this book for you because I don't want you to read it. No offense, Grace. I supported you. I bought your book, so I'm allowed. But if you want my suggestion, don't read it. I'm gonna spoil it because I need to explain how I would have fixed this book. Now, these are the fixes I would have done. She spent chapters, and there are so many unnecessary scenes. Oh my word, so many unnecessary scenes. Also, so wordy. If you're gonna be wordy with a point. Don't just be wordy because it's fun to word. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, but other than that, that's not even my biggest complaint. My complaint was the fact that, like, she spent chapters. Sorry, my laptop's about to die. Chapters, friends, telling us about just their worlds and what's going on and this and that. And some of it was really just unnecessary, if I'm honest. Also, during the course of all of this, I'm not saying don't write what you want to write, baby. It's your book. Be free. I am merely here as a consumer. You are the producer. You choose what you give me. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you could have used those pages of time to build something up and not slapdash nonsense you delivered in chapter 1920. I can't remember. I think it's 19. I'm like, you had chapters. When I say, I think I was talking to my friend on Monday, because I read every night before I go to bed because it helps me calm my brain down. Sleep hygiene. Anyway, and I was telling my friend, I was like, I'm reading a book that is supposed to be smutty. And when I say I am 18 chapters in and the smut has yet to smut. And this was just me being honest. Like, I was just like, I've been waiting. Like, I thought I deserve. It's time for the smut to arrive. Because this is my thing also, is I was like, granted, I was being, you know, I was being a lot. I was being hyperbolic. But I was like, even a little bit of this, a little bit of that love story. Like, it wasn't even a love story, bro. It was just like, these peeps are cool with each other. And then all of a sudden, from being cool with each other, just cool, like, he cool, I'm cool, bruh. I guess this whole being married to each other won't suck thing. Literally, that's the energy. Being married to each other won't suck. All of a sudden, this nigga's like, you better leave because I don't know what I'm gonna do if you are in the room with me. Since Ning, what do you mean? Since when? Explain. Where was I? Was I there? Because Lord knows I've been here. Lord knows I fought to come here. Please understand, if anything, the fact that I'm complaining, that you are saying the spicy words, shows you that this ain't it. After my complaint, and then getting there, and then being like, what's this? I am no pervert. Take me seriously. I'm not a pervert. How dare you? I was so upset. I mean, I guess, you know, the payoff was cute, whatever. But also, that's another thing. Oh my gosh. We spend so much time talking about these people and their differences in appearance and all of these things. And then she cheats the system in terms of how it's supposed to work and the mechanics. This nigga has teeth that are spiky. He has fangs. Literal fangs. His fingers are clawed. Okay. He's gray. Right. She's a white girl who's just white girling. Whatever it is. One of the descriptions this man literally uses of her is that her face looks like horsey. And her teeth are like a horse. How she describes him is that he looks like an eel. And at no point do we address how that converts into attractiveness. And like I said, I'm not saying they need to change their appearance or whatever it is. I'm just like, at some point you would have expected that the story would have like used the emotional connection to convert it into attractiveness. And like I said, it literally went from like, you don't suck, dog. Yeah, you don't suck either, dog. Respect me, please. Take me serious. As a consumer, respect me. Anyway, so yeah, chances I probably just came on here to complain about this book, if I'm honest, but I needed to say it out loud to somebody because And like I said, the mechanics aren't explained. He has fangs. How are they kissing? Explain it. You must explain. The fangs were a thing that I had to bear with for however many chapters. Explain. And she doesn't. She just ignores it. What else? The claws. Apparently, this nigga can literally just like swing, swing, swing type of vibe. Like his claws are sharp. Intimacy is easy. After this nigga just threw her out. Let's remember. Just threw her out because I can't control myself if you are here. Now it's easy. They haven't been intimate. But now it's easy. And they're hot with each. They're hot, like he's hot for her. Explain. So that's my thing. Is I'm just like they. Oh yes, and the things I would have fixed. Sorry, I went on a rant and Raven. It distracted me, and now I'm back. The thing I would have fixed is I probably would have addressed the elephant in the room in the case of their appearances. Spoken about the fact that like. Oh, like kissing her teeth was an interesting sensation. It made me fascinated. You know what I'm saying? I would have really slow burned the intimacy as opposed to just going, yo, you cool, to all of a sudden, I want your hot, hot body. What would her? You know? It was very annoying, actually. Very annoying. To the point where I just sat there like, and I was just like, I complained that I wanted smart, but I don't want this anymore. Like, I was just like, respect me. Anyway, so that's one thing. Another thing I probably would have done as well was they did speak about their emotional connection, but the emotional connection was very light. It was not deep. Like, they didn't have real, like, transcendent conversation. Because the only way you can overcome the large-ass wall she built in terms of their actual physical attractiveness would have been building creating an equally, like, strong emotional connection that can make this thing seem like nothing. And she didn't do that. I get the friend that, like, the whole idea of, like, lovers, like, friends to lovers thing. I get that. The only thing is she just made them friends. And, like, when I say people who are cool, not besties, bruh, just people who are cool. That's it. Shump, there are moments where he's, like, you know, he hugs her and, like, you know, kisses her on the forehead. I also was, like, sorry, not to be this way, Chomi, but when did you all of a sudden just feel that it's fine to touch her? Where was I? Because that also just felt like it was thrown in there because, oh yeah, crap, by the way, these people need to be intimate at some point. I should probably start throwing in. It felt like an afterthought. That's what it is. It felt like an afterthought. It felt like she wrote the book and then was like, crap, I need to smut it up and went back to add the smut. That's what it is. Oh, flip, that's what it is. Oh my gosh, that's what it is. I think that's what happened. That's what happened. That's what happened. That's my theory, and I've decided to stick to it because that's the only way this thing makes sense. That's how it was written. That's the best way to describe it. It was written without any of the intimacy and the spice, and she had to go back and be like, oh crap, I have to make them, I'm writing a romance novel. I should probably go back and fix that. That's what it felt like. What's another thing I would have fixed? This is a bit of a waffle, but yo, guys, I need to get this off my chest. So we're here now. And also, you wanted video content? We're here. What else would I have fixed? What else would I have fixed? Yeah, they were just cool. And then all of a sudden, they were spicy for each other. Yeah, I would have fixed how the mechanics of that works. Because he is literally lethal to her. Also would have addressed the fact that I'm like, babes, you know that we live in a world where 50 Shades exists. Right? Right? Like, guys, I'm a fan. I'm not going to lie to you guys and act like I haven't read some books in my time. Now, 50 Shades and all of these books exist, right? Which means that there is a whole pain and pleasure openness that people have. He is a walking pain situation. Why don't you lean into it? I'm not saying, obviously consensual, guys. Let's keep this in mind. If you're going to do things all consensual, everyone must agree, all consenting adults must agree to all things in the situation.
why not lean into that? You could have really just your book. You could have done something. You could have had a different angle. But you slipped on the job.
Anyway, shame. I'm sure, guys, shame. Grace Draven is actually... she wrote Master of Crows. I don't know what that is. But I guess it was a good book, I guess. I don't know. Because it's there. It says she wrote Master of Crows. I don't know Master of Crows. I haven't read it. I read this one because it fit the trope that I wanted to read. Anyway, so that's that. Yeah, guys. So the books that are upcoming... Look, she's so far. Where is she? Where did I put her? Did I put her away already? Maybe. The books that are upcoming. I am reading... I'm going to finish Radiance because I am not one to not finish a book. I'm all finished this. And also, I'm so close to the end. Like, I'm there. I've already ordered my next... well, actually, my next book arrived today. I just have no cooking clue where I put it. It's, I think, King of Wrath. That's what it's called. She's here somewhere. I don't know where she is, but she's here. King of Wrath by Anna Huang. She actually came pretty quick. I ordered her the other day. So yes, we're going to finish Radiance and then we're going to read. I think maybe I'm going to, after Radiance, I'm going to read, Romancing Mr. Bridgerton, because it's about time that season 3 redeems itself. It's just the fact that I finished Fake Mate and then I started reading Radiance in tandem with book 2 of Bridgerton, because as we know, I needed something to keep my brain busy. So when I finish this, I can comfortably lock into this, because I'm like, Colin and Penelope deserve justice and I want to see it done. Jeez, this book is thick. My word. She's a thickie mathickiston. So that's what we're going to do. So that's the order we're going to go in. I'm going to finish this. Then we're going to go this. And then we're going to do Anna Huang's contribution to my favorite trope. There are other books that are also in the lineup. It's just too broke to be buying books right now. But yet I bought another book. I have a problem. Noted. With thanks. But I love a book. Oop, lop. Guys, I love a book. I love like a paper book. Like a paper book. Does something for me. Also, it just helps me sleep, man. You know what I mean? Like, it helps me just like, I will say one thing that I should probably note is the fact that I'm like, reading all these romance novels is just like, I want a boyfriend. That's on me. That's on me. I own that. That's on me. That's on me. But we won't stop. Yay, yay. So anyway, yeah, guys, I waffled for a while about stuff that's happening with me. Next episode, I am going to start our movie reviews. So I've decided to, as I said, do Bollywood movies. I don't know if I mentioned it or if it was one of my deleted recordings. I'm going to be doing Bollywood movies. The first movie we are starting with is DDLJ. I actually got the AI to teach me how to say it properly. Dilwale Dulhania Le Jayenge. I already knew how to say it, but I decided to specifically learn the pronunciation because I'm respectful like that. I've watched this movie before, but even though I had an experience where I felt like I hadn't watched this movie. But anyway, so yes, that's what we're going to be doing. DDLJ, baby, if we're going to start a Bollywood series, let's start with one of the classics. I'm still figuring out in terms of just how it's gonna all look, so it's gonna be a little messy, but I'm gonna get it done. Guys, this has been fun, actually. This video format thing does not suck. I don't hate it here. This has been a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray this podcast and I live up to our potential. Love you, bye.